American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the warmest goddamn year I've ever seen in 2 decades. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. This is the worst little podcast in the world.
Damn.
I've got my good man, Mr. Nick Ramirez, by my right side. There's Chewbacca in the house. We've got a house full of production team with Dog Water Dick, Mr. Baker, as well as Internet. And then we've got Man the Tanks to shoot your face off.
Talking out of our ass. Damn, Rick, did you have the level set for that type of clipping?
The intro, also known as the place where we try to clip every bit of machinery in the entire house.
Yeah, you never did.
Nice,
like,
guys.
You never asked Clippers. Me to do a vocal
It was
check.
Set from last week where you also clipped. That was my problem.
Big
I
experience.
Should have remembered that yeah. You sucked last week as well.
You'd so. Be so fired
I don't,
up
no,
this
no,
week.
No. I don't suck. I'm delivering some awesome. You suck it's as true. A producer for not thinking about that.
And most digital clipping, most people can't hear. I don't know if that was the case this
I
week.
I sure as hell did.
I hope you don't notice, folks, because here's Behind the Curtain with Rick.
The engineer.
Otherwise known as the most boring part of the show.
Hey, clipping ladies off. And gentlemen, I hope you had a fantastic holiday weekend. How was your Thanksgiving? Wonderful. Great to hear it.
Gravy.
I'm glad. I wasn't asking you guys. I was asking the audience.
Oh, okay.
And we'll just pretend like we listened to all of their answers while they paused the show during that moment. And told us. So that was super, 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 super
good
how
story.
Fun for you. Nick, how was yours?
It was good. I got to see my grandmother on Thursday for the real Thanksgiving. And then
nice.
The next day was still Thanksgiving over at Mikey's. Folks. And
like a pajama kind of Thanksgiving? Or a nut like Thanksgiving the day after because it's easier?
A second Thanksgiving
nice.
Where
okay.
all the family, same food.
Nice.
But, I mean, but different, cooked by different people.
Right, so right, 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 right. Not like leftovers variety. From other houses, but
no.
a fresh Thanksgiving. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Did anybody get hella drunk and fuck up everything? Or?
I no. fucking wish. Yeah.
No, but Mikey's Uncle Jersey is so fucking funny, dude. This guy, he's the best. He's like totally that's... Hey, Mikey, how's the job? It's the way he talks and shit.
Yeah,
East
questions.
Coast?
He's very... strong, opinionated, and very cool older dude.
Yeah. If you've seen my wife, he actually looks a lot like her.
Uncle
Jerry's
dude.
Chewy.
I met,
Chewy,
that,
Chewy,
I met
Chewy.
That guy, and I've met my wife, and they're very different looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's either a very pretty man, or you're being very insulting yeah. to your wife.
Very, very pretty, my wife.
Yeah.
And sure, Mikey's uncle's very pretty, too, but not quite as pretty.
I'd say he's a distinguished older gentleman.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was awesome, man. We drove down to Vegas to see my wife's family.
Yeah.
Yep, including, her brother, who looks a lot like her, who I originally said that about, her twin brother. Yeah. It was cool. Drove down, spent the night in Tonopah Wednesday.
So, did you ever think
a couple
about
nights
marrying
Vegas.
Him?
Where'd you stay in Tonopah?
We stayed at the Jim Butler Inn next door to the Mizpah.
Nice. So you didn't
it's
go
a nice,
Mizpah.
No, the Mizpah for 2 beds was about $160.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And Jim Butler half that price and still right next door. So we got to go and we walked through all the levels of the Mizpah and got to
see it. Fun.
Dude, yeah. Antique haunted goodness doesn't come cheap.
No, the Mizpah is great. I stay there sometimes.
Have you thought about renting out the Goldfield for the night to stay there?
No.
The haunted hotel that's not open for
Yeah, I don't really
business.
Know if there's nothing in Goldfield open for business, I don't think.
No, there's the haunted hotel. You can rent it out and stay there overnight.
I think you're thinking of the Mizpah.
No, the haunted Goldfield Hotel.
I don't think so.
I there's books about this place, dude.
All right.
Is it Goldfield or Gold Hill?
Goldfield.
Okay.
Right
next to Virginia City
in
is
Goldfield
that haunted,
this year
thing.
We saw wild donkeys walking the streets since the first time I've seen a living thing in Goldfield.
Wild asses.
No, they're
wild asses.
They're straight up
wild
ass.
Yeah,
we'll talk after the show. We got
I'm not interested anyway. So.
Oh, super.
No, there could be. Goldfield obviously is have got a lot of old shit. So I'm sure if there is a motel, it's haunted.
Clearly,
yeah. I think there's a bar there, probably haunted.
Yeah, there's some spirits there.
You mock me, sir.
No, I'm serious.
You mock me. I bite my thumb at you.
Spent a couple good nights
this is my thumb between my teeth.
In Vegas.
At you, sir.
What'd you do in Vegas?
I did a lot of stuff. I went to a football game Saturday and saw the UNLV running Rebels get their ass picked.
Saw you there. Kicked. Yeah, I saw your picture there. Like, yep, you posted there from the end zone area.
You never liked them.
Those are pretty good seats, dude.
You went to go they're watch great them lose.
You had pretty phenomenal seats in that game.
Well, yeah, they were great seats. Nobody was that interested. There was, you know, maybe half full. I've been to games where it's packed full of both Nevada and UNLV fans the time I was.
Now, at that stadium or our stadium?
At our stadium. Yeah, I mean, no, see, not our at Las Vegas. Stadiums? I've been to both stadiums. Okay. I've seen them both full. If they played it here in Reno, it's always full.
Right.
Even if both teams suck.
This is what I'm trying to
year
throw a bone to you and say, are we saying the UNLV participation crowd sucked this game?
No, they were pretty good. You know, they tried. They booed the shit out of our marching band.
Well,
there
you go
from the pregame.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said what a bunch of dicks.
We have a great, ooh, really good marching band, and they call them the Pride of the Sierra, and then they announce them. They say, now, University of Nevada. They don't even say University of Nevada down there. They
let's
call
protest
UNR, no matter
them
what. The band comes out to perform, and then all the UNLV fans just boo them the entire time. You can hear the
whole time. Yeah. It wasn't just the announcement they were coming out. They just nonstop. Yeah.
The rivalry between those two schools is really pretty ugly.
And the cannon, did it come home blue?
It came home blue because
we beat
them 45-10.
Well, that's a spanking.
UNLV was favored by
that's
9.
That's a spanking without Colin Kaepernick. Good job. Good job, UNR.
No, we usually beat them. They're not that good. But they beat us last year here in Reno.
So you got it back.
Yeah, we got it
back.
They
were sore and took it out
UNLV
on the
was supposedly better than usual, and we're worse than usual, and we still beat their ass. And it was fun. It was nice. It was a beautiful, sunny day in Las Vegas, 65 degrees probably.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, sunshine.
Was there any, like...
some whistles on the
you
place
had, like, Thanksgiving, too, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
Was it, like, family? And
yep.
Who?
Yeah.
Which family lives there?
My wife's family lives there, so we were at her parents' house, and her sister and brother-in-law and their two kids came down from Reno also.
Nobody got drunk?
Oh, yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, no, not really. Not too bad at dinner.
Nice.
The next night, we all went out on the town, though, went to the Strip and went to a sports bar late at night there right at the Planet Hollywood Hotel. It was pretty rad. So, you know, it was a good time.
But did you get drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fairly.
That
I mean, not shit faced.
Got a good buzz.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you want somebody at Thanksgiving dinner to lose control and fucking do something horrible.
No.
And
my wife's brother does get a little bit drunk at just about every occasion, and he did his fair share of getting drunk, but not too bad.
Nice.
It was nice. It was a good trip. It was nice to get out. I mean, when I got home, it was cold, and there was snow on the ground, and the drive home was snowy. So it was nice being in Vegas where it was 70 degrees most of the time.
I had a similarly temperate Thanksgiving. I was in San Antonio where it was supposed to be in the 70s and sunny. Ended up being in the 60s and a little overcast and wet. But
not,
still.
Not too bad, huh?
Like it was like it was April.
Yeah.
It was like ridiculously nice for the 5 days that I was there meeting my beloveds, my future in-laws basically. The cousins, the aunts and uncles, and all of that.
How'd it go?
Pretty impressed by San Antonio and the whole experience good?
San Antonio is a grade A, wonderful effing city. A lot of music, great tacos. I had a lot of wonderful tacos and enchiladas, and damn, there's good food to be had in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And I always give Reno the credit of being one of the nicest, friendliest places I've lived, where people look you in the eye and say hello to you as you walk down the street. But San Antonio has got to be the politest city I have ever had the pleasure
outside
of spending.
Outside of Canada.
Yeah, it's very Canadian polite. Like, you bump into somebody and they apologize for you, too.
You've been up to Des Moines. Those people are friendly.
I have been to Des Moines. Yeah, and that's pretty damn friendly. I will say San Antonio beats Des Moines on politeness.
Wise. Oh, and food.
Yeah.
And weather.
A lot of good, well, scenery. Much better weather this time of year. Yes.
Yes.
I saw the Alamo. That it in fact still does not have a basement.
Did you
they
ask,
didn't dig
were
one
you,
in.
Were you the guy?
They have not added a basement.
I bet everybody asks that.
Did you beat anybody else to asking if there was a
I did not take basement? The tour. We came in and they have this living history thing there, which is like Civil War reenactors, but they're Alamo reenactors.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And they were great. I got to see the presentation from the guy who was the Sawbones. And it was about leeches and bone saws and gangrene and pulling teeth and venereal diseases of the 1800s. It was pretty fantastic.
Did you take Riku to that?
Yeah. Yeah, he waited for the kids to leave before he
Yeah, real serious.
So there, if you had intestinal worms, there was this brass device that's a cylinder with like you know the TNT kind of push thing.
Yeah,
a pump.
And at the end of so that's on one end. On the other hand of the end of the brass cylinder is a long, small, curved tube. And basically, what it is you would fill it up with tobacco smoke. And it was to cure intestinal worms. So if you ever heard the phrase blowing smoke up your ass, it is literally a medical technique from the 1800s.
Holy shit.
Not something about smoking a cigar and blowing at somebody's butt, which is kind of what you always think, I think, us growing up in the 50s.
I've been to a bachelor
party. Puff, give by the trucker.
No, this was actually a medical device used pretty much up until the 1920s. Blowing
Dude,
smoke
so they,
up your ass
did it,
to
so
cure
it
intestinal worms.
And this is an antique one, so it's been used.
Theoretically.
It's been up ancient asses that have been dead for many years.
Theoretically.
Generations.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
How do they cure worms now?
They still use that?
I am unaware. So if you ever have worms, I'm going to just spread those apart and
I don't even smoke.
My daddy is the best.
I don't do tobacco.
But then I also got to visit another town in Texas called Green, Texas, G-R-U-E-N-E.
Yeah. Germans being out there, yes.
And it is the home of the famous Green Music Hall where the movie Michael had a scene filmed, as well as, like, there's this wall of photos, and it's got, like, everybody from Lyle Lovett to Aaron Neville to George Strait, Willie Nelson. I mean, just tons of really great serious talent from Texas.
A lot of great music in Texas.
Kind of place where evidently like people will show up and say, "Hey, mind if I play a song or two?" And then you know it's a freaking Hank some Williams,
Stevie Ray Vaughan,
you know, or some shit. Yeah. I as he is today. No. but Hank III could probably just step up on that stage, no problem. It was a great little town. I had a fantastic time in Texas. Had a great time.
It's a great state, I think. I love Texas.
I ended up buying a cowboy hat and boots.
I saw a picture of that.
They're actually quite expensive and nice.
Some good quality.
I can't wait to see that.
Cowboy hats and
boots. I'll wear it next
here
time.
Here in Nevada also, if anybody needs any.
But it was Black Friday, so I spent money at a hattery and bootery that had been on the main, in downtown San Antonio for at least 70 years. So I spent local.
Well, good.
That's the way I look at it.
Good quality shit, too.
Yeah, totally.
You can spend local when you're traveling.
On travels, too. Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to go to Walmart in Texas.
I hope nobody was involved in any of the shootings and stabbings at Walmarts across the nation that happened this weekend. Oh, but if you were, I sincerely hope you won.
There was a good shooting down at the one here while we were in Vegas. We saw it on the news.
Yeah, it was weird to see national news about Reno when I wasn't in Reno.
Yeah, ditto. Because you, Richard, you were out in California there, right? With the Klan?
Yes, exactly. I went to I went to the Klan.
The Klan. You went to California to visit the Klan.
Yep. Yep.
The Spagnola Klan.
Just hanging out with my peeps.
Can I get a Sieg Heil?
These guys are totally bored.
Sieg Heil?
They're not. They're not Nazis.
No, they love to hear about our things.
They are
much
all
as
bald and white, though.
There
the
are
guys.
Quite a few bald men in my family. That's true. Yeah. So it was awesome. And Thanksgiving dinner, my Uncle Randy's, and I had my dear friend Dave come up from San Francisco and hang out with the family for a couple of days.
Which Dave?
You're fucking ass.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave.
The
Dave.
Yeah. Oh, can we hear that again?
And I hope you fucking die by yourself. You know what, Rick? You're a fucking prick.
It was great to hang out with him.
What? Such good friends.
Then, I love
Dave,
that tape so
I know
much.
You've met my, I know you've met my dad before.
You're sorry. You really are.
And this is my stepmom.
You're fucking sad, dude.
hey, so happy Thanksgiving, Dave.
I hope you end up by yourself, and I hope you end up crying with the chihuahua dog, dude.
My God.
Wow. Did any of that happen at Thanksgiving?
How is Dave?
Dave is fantastic. He's doing really good. He fucking looks great. He's hot as balls. He's really together. He looks fucking unbelievable.
Remember when he got chubby there for a few years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's had a few chubby phases. And I think, but dude, you know what it is when you fall in love with someone in your 20s, you just think they're cute forever.
It doesn't matter
what he looks like. I just think, oh, Dave's so cute. I'll put up with so much shit from him.
That's how I feel about you, brother.
Exactly.
Did you guys hook up?
Yeah, there was moments of intimacy. He stayed for like overnight one day at my dad's house. So
far
I can
out.
Imagine. And we slept in separate beds, of course.
Gay. Right. There's no marijuana in this.
You have to admit that's a little gay.
That's
faggot.
Hey, little girl, do not call your uncle things that you're gonna be.
You gotta call like it is, Riku.
Right, right. You know, Riku. Yeah, sorry, Riku.
It's rude.
We're fags.
What are fags?
All right. So what about the rest? Did you have turkey and all that shit?
Yeah, so that was really great. And then we had turkey and all that stuff was fun. There was no, there was, I never said there was gay sex.
No, you slept in separate beds. My bad.
Of course. We prayed the rosary the whole
night. You know, Santa Rosa isn't too far from Guerneville in the woods outside the Russian River.
Yeah, so there's plenty of gayness going by nearby. Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly. But then on the way back, we got stuck. We couldn't make it over the hill because they closed the pass.
Oh, fuck.
And so I got stuck in Sacramento, and so I got to fucking hang out with Justin.
Oh, cool.
So it was
Brother
like
Justin.
Lots of unscheduled running into friends while visiting my family. So it was all hella fun. Everything was
perfect.
Great.
Oh, I love that.
How was that little degenerate?
Fucking awesome. And he looks great and is doing good. And
good.
Awesome. He's got 6 years sober now.
He's a good dude.
You guys, we've been boring the shit out of this band.
Yeah, this is so lame.
So you guys, we're going to talk to you in a minute, but right now, let's just have a song.
Okay.
Like, just play your first fucking song. I hope they didn't. Just play. I don't care if you've
played. All right. The drummer's still here.
Just
even?
Start.
Is he skate?
Is the drummer still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is skate?
Can you hear me?
He's out skating a half pipe in the backyard.
All right. Well, this song is called Skate.
You start.
Man the tank.
What's up?
What'd you say about my mom in that song?
With an exclamation point.
That sounds called Skate.
Yeah, Skate.
Skate.
Yeah. That sounds like Skate.
Like SK,
yeah.
Like SK, the number 8.
Yeah, right? Okay. Later Skater.
It's all for
all
the skaters.
That's dope.
You'll spray
fucking A, man. So how long have you guys been playing together?
Well,
in this incarnation of Man the Tanks?
For
about like 3 years?
Yeah, about
2 years.
Two or three.
Right on.
Yeah. No.
All three of us, like, year and a half, maybe.
junior year.
No way, it's been 3 years.
Yeah, no, junior year. Halfway it's definitely through been
junior year.
Are any of you still in high school?
Hell no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hell no.
But you're all fresh. Like,
Keenan, you
like,
were still 17. Are you finally 18 now?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 18. Since June, I guess I was.
No, last
the
time I saw
one,
you,
huh?
You were the only one that was still like, fuck.
Yeah,
if something goes down, I'm going to have this minor at my house.
Well, we're all good now. For
fucking rad.
All
right, you guys got to vote and shit.
What? Yeah. Allegedly. You know. Allegedly.
Next year, it's cool.
But it's still allegedly for the next couple weeks.
And for our age, too. So.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, they're not 21. They can't
smoke. We're not 21.
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't. Did you not hear cigarettes. The man or what?
Well, hey, thank you for coming on to the show. Fucking
A.
That's some killer shit.
Thank you so much.
So how many basements have you played and how many stages have you played?
Oh wow.
Like, I mean, that's a legit question.
No,
yeah, right?
Too many to count.
Yeah.
Basements, I think about... We played two basements.
No, like,
we played a lot of basements.
We played
Ground Zero. That
Ground Zero.
Ryland's kind of a basement.
Ryland's a basement. Yeah. I mean, come on now. That's it. Ryland is the home of basement shows in Reno.
Yeah, exactly.
Not so even that. Even that house. Show. Just Ryland Street in general.
Yeah, I'd say three. We played in an airplane hangar.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
that was pretty. That was
here,
that's like a basement.
So, yeah,
like
Sun
in Sun Valley,
Valley.
Deep Sun Valley. Valley. So
nice.
Why would you do that?
It was cold. It was pretty bad.
Was there a lot of kids?
We're a lot of, all right.
Not really. There was
like 12 kids at the airplane. Yeah.
I'd like to thank Timmy for coming out to rock tonight.
I got to crowd surf during that.
It's cool. Sun Valley.
I remember that. That was cool.
Sun Valley built an airplane hangar, even though there's not an airport.
It's for my Cessna. I built it myself out of plywood and this mechanical pencil.
Aren't they busy enough making meth?
Apparently not.
I need to fly this meth all the way down to Carson.
Right, there you go.
It's a quote unquote airplane hangar, Rick.
Meth Valley.
My name is Mester Smith.
Not the slow.
But fantastic. So is punk rock alive and well in Reno?
Got bigger. Kind
more
of
the hardcore.
And by punk rock, I don't mean like
classic punk
poppy
rock.
Radio shit, but
no,
like
fuck that.
Dumbasses in Converse and plaid shirts and jeans.
I wouldn't say the punk scene, but definitely the hardcore scene is definitely.
The punk scene
is
really bad.
Is there underground music and people who are pissed off by
hell
the status quo?
Of course.
Awesome.
We got a lot of kids that like to hurt other kids.
Break stuff.
Well, that's that's not as cool.
It kind of
gets annoying.
It is just as cool.
It's nice when everyone joins in and minds other people's
up.
Business.
Yeah.
Like I mean, predatory hurting other people or like everybody just like fucking around and smacking each other in the head?
Both.
Most of the time fucking around. But then
someone gets pissed off because they got, you know, they're way bigger than the other guy and then they want to throw some punches and that's how it goes. And then show's canceled.
Unfortunate part of life.
Right. Yeah, okay, so really, same old since the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, we played at Holland one day, and some chick got stabbed, and the whole show
was
canceled.
Crazy.
So that was
crazy.
Allegedly. Because Holland's a great, safe place, allegedly.
Yeah.
Like before the
show?
Happens.
During the show.
Like right after us.
Really?
Right after we played the show.
Was it over a guy? Do you even know?
You know how it
no,
is.
I think she just got hit from some girl pitting, and then
girls getting fights with
girl stuff. They overreacted.
Well, I mean, you know, because I remember like underground like warehouse shows and Sparks like where
well
that
people
kind of stuff
people got stabbed at the FSU and different
that's
places.
That's kind
of
what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
But allegedly.
Allegedly.
And
maybe random basements and railroad tracks. Yeah.
That one was in the paper.
It's not safe to park your car at fucking Walmart. So what are you worried about?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Shot.
What is
look
it
what we've come to. Thanks, Trump.
Right. Hashtag thanks, Trump.
20 years ago, you couldn't have a rap show in Reno without a shooting.
Yeah.
It's gotten better.
Rap shows
and actually, there's
bad.
Actually there are a lot of hip-hop shows at Jub's that only have like two fights.
Yeah, well, they've gotten better. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
it really has.
There wasn't, you know, people couldn't handle it back in the day, but.
No, actually, there's a lot more of a like critical mass for that kind of scene.
People get
too.
Pumped up. There's a lot of adrenaline and testosterone and whatnot, and then people get fights with each other.
But hopefully, and it's you musicians who just whip them up and
I like
promote
to see
it.
I, oh yeah, we love watching. As long as we're cool, watching, you beat up whoever you want. Like, it's the best.
So, I mean, do what you want to do.
So you we are a bunch of art fags.
Exactly.
Awesome. So do you like the Reno scene right now, though?
Hell yeah.
It's home.
Yeah,
it's comfortable,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can talk to everyone at the shows. It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. People are really welcoming and, you know.
Everyone knows each other.
Mm-hmm. They're a lot more aggressive, too. Like, we played a show in, SAC, and people aren't as crazy.
Yeah.
It's just here.
The energy here, yeah.
Cool.
A lot more kids.
Down here,
good.
Crazy.
What are the best places to play right now?
Hall.
Like,
and
for
Hall
under,
and
for underage,
probably
Hall. Like,
rock,
for the
I really
set,
like Rock
what's
Bar.
What's the best shows?
But we got a show at the Rock Bar. He plays
Rock
Bar
is good.
But, yeah.
Sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Holland is the place to be right now.
Holland, too.
Holland Project, yeah.
Jub's, we played there one time, and it was a really cool show. PB&J's just closed down, and
that
place
was home.
Rad.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll come open again as something else.
Oh, it'll be something else, like it always is.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, it's been around a while. When you guys were in middle school,
it
was the underground.
Before that,
the
they probably weren't
even
born.
The underground, right? The alley,
dude. When
the alley
yeah,
was
like,
so tight. 15 years ago, when we were working on building that back room.
Oh, when it was Steve Foats.
Yeah.
Foats.
Yep, and archaic
but,
in the front.
By the way, that was more like 20 years ago, Josh.
No, it wasn't. Well, 15, because I was dating my wife at the time. We've been together 15 years.
I thought Archaic was like 17 years ago or
something. 15 years ago.
Okay.
Damn.
All right.
That was a second.
Rory, I'll give you 15 and a half.
Wasn't there a downtown Archaic as well?
No, that was Esoteric.
Oh, that was Esoteric.
You are thinking of Esoteric. Which is now the Great Basin Brewery. And that place on the corner. It was a big, fancy, artsy coffee shop with glass windows.
That sounds lame.
I ran a poetry night there that eventually went to Archaic. Actually. So, yeah, it had to be 15 years ago. You're right. All right. Hey, let's have another fucking song.
Yeah, let's hear
more music.
New music.
How many songs do you guys have, like, prepared to play tonight?
As many as you want.
Yeah,
fucking A. Play one right now.
All
right,
Jazz?
Yeah, fuck it.
All right, cool.
This one's an instrumental.
Congratulations, you're going to be able to record an EP off of this show tonight.
For real. We'll be right back.
That song sucks.
Shut the fuck up, little girl. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm pretty tired of that little girl here.
I'm like all mesmerized and shit. These guys have fingers like goddamn spiders on these fucking guitars and bass.
Your daughter's got bad taste, Rory.
Yeah, she does. She does.
Kick off the cliff.
She'll be here.
A foul mouth.
She'll be here
attitude.
In a couple weeks. You can tell her that.
I will.
And with your foul mouth,
punch
little
her
girl,
in the face,
make
too.
Her, I'm going to make her cry right at the time that I bet on.
Your little girl's about to become more foul. How old is she now? Six?
Five.
Yeah. Five now?
Yeah.
All right. Uncle Rick's about to trick her into saying a lot of things that he's going to edit together that you don't know about.
Yeah, last year I didn't trick her at all. Nope. Chewy was really Chewy was really serious.
No, five though is when Rick started doing fun truck. Yeah.
I don't want you telling my daughter to say faggot or anything, okay, yeah. Rick?
Rick wanted her to say the N-word and a C-word back to back.
He's just going to trick her into it. He's got to find things that rhyme with it and other words to start with it and then edit that shit together.
She's got mind control.
What is your daddy? A runt? What rhymes with runt?
Car?
Hey, do you like your cat?
Yeah. But then she said,
"Hey,
like,
in baseball, you know when they hit the ball and it goes, it's called a bunt. Do you know what a bunt is?
She knows what a bunt is. She watches a lot of baseball.
There you go, Rick.
She said, you give me some coffee.
Maybe you can't have coffee till you're 21, like the rest of us.
You dick.
I think you can have coffee.
No, my daughter.
As long as your parents allow.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh,
don't talk about your mother that way, young lady.
Do you?
Yeah, I would.
So awful. Horrible children.
She speaks a lot better now because she's five,
kids.
Not four.
Kids.
That's too bad. Yep. I love the screwed up little kid voices.
She sounds great.
Yeah, go, yeah. At any rate, and enough
still
about the
super
little girls.
Cute.
So have you guys been on tour?
No, actually. No. We've played
they're
out
barely
state.
Not in high school.
What? No. They had all fucking summer.
That's
true.
Do you have stickers?
No.
Hey, call up Sticker Guy and said you're on the worst little podcast, and they'll like give you a dollar off or something.
We're planning on doing a tour in the summer.
Good. Because you're young. Yeah. Do stupid things like
exactly.
Go on tour and
right.
Quit your jobs. For real. Yeah,
exactly.
You can always
go somewhere.
You'll find another job. Because you should. I mean, I can't see Mike downstairs because he's the drummer and we like to ostracize them, but he sounds like he's actually quite competent, and you guys obviously are congenial and competent as well, so I'd imagine you do fairly well on tour.
Plus there's only three guys in a van.
Exactly.
That's small. That's not four. Yeah.
It's nice.
Very cool.
So it might smell a little
and
bit
better. And y'all look like very nice looking. Mike, you could shave a little bit. And,
I've gotten that before. But
if you guys could open for any act,
we'd all have different.
Yeah, it would be different for all of us.
We'll save that.
I want to go last.
Mike.
Okay.
Who do you want to open for?
My favorite band of all time would be The Used, but we would not open well with them, so I'm gonna say the band Volumes would be the fucking coolest band to open for, I think.
Where are they from? I've never heard of them.
They're from LA, I think. They're more of like metalcore or metalish shit, I guess.
Yeah, they're metal. And I would be like Issues, Veil of Maya, or Volumes. They're all sort of the genre we kind of play, and like,
yeah,
it's badass.
Mine would be probably A Day to Remember. I hate how big they are now. They're like up here, but they were like the inspiration to a lot of my music writing, so that would be crazy.
Yeah, cool. Pretty fucking nuts.
No, I get it, because I checked out your Facebook page a little bit before you guys came on the show. I tried to do homework, but
Rory, checking up on the band before
you're self-described as post-punk, post-hardcore kind of thing.
Yeah. Right.
And I got to say, because you guys have a lot of the great elements of, like, say your Fugazis exactly. Like, there's a lot of. You guys have roots. Like, mm-hmm. There's definitely some strong thematic influences.
Cool. All of us have different shit that we like, so we like to come together and just kind of
staring contest while you're jacking off.
But, like in the skate song, I liked how you did. You know, your Chewbacca voice, but then you weren't afraid to like throw a little melody.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's straight up like. goddamn Dickie from Mighty Mighty Boss Tones kind of shit going on there, you know? So, no, it's like, it's you know, it's definitely showing quite a range there.
We try to put all the stuff we like into the music that we have. So it's really, a lot of music in the band that we play. So, like, there's a lot of punk influence, a lot of super metal influence. Ska.
Our older stuff's a lot more punky and just like fuck you ish.
A little more.
Yeah.
So, do you hate your lives or just society? We're not pussies.
Every time we play a show, we're like the only band that likes to get fucked up and play the show.
And we're just the happiest dudes. Like, you know, we love being at shows and stuff. Our lives are great. Yeah. I mean, shit.
Fucking hell.
A bunch of miserable assholes. Anything.
So, no, like, we'll be. Do you stay at the whole show when you play it, no matter which?
Yeah, we have.
Depends. Well,
yeah.
We play.
Works and job aside.
We play
aside.
Some shows with bands that have fucked us over and called us out for dumb shit. So we're like, well, we're not going to stay for you guys.
Yeah, fuck that. But
most
of the time, if it's like touring bands that come down, we like to stay and just fucking check them out.
Good.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's hard to do. And then once one person from your band's like, oh, I got to go.
Yeah.
Next guy's all, well, if he doesn't have to stay, I'm going.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, I got to work at 5 a.m. is like totally legit excuse. Right. But
like a
if you're just bouncing out to go to another bar because there's a chick and maybe a bump, you know, like, fuck you, you know.
I guess it just really depends on the situation and how the show went and blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
Nice.
You say you want to see my testicles?
Chewy, this is not that kind of show yet.
Hey, I saw the slope.
I asked you that.
Not yet.
There was like some quiet minute. I thought maybe why not?
Well, Mr. Dad, I think we're going to have a really good time on the quiz with these fellas.
Well, let's have another song before the quiz.
More music!
I was out of school for a reason.
Oh, yeah. No, you're getting graded and judged
way
silently.
Lamer than school.
What do you want to play?
Let's do an oldie.
Nobody ever passes the quiz. It's okay.
Dance?
Not on the first
stay.
Try.
They're
stay.
Winners, but nobody passes.
Caden, dance or stay?
We'll play both, but we'll just do stay for now.
All right.
Are you
rock.
Sweetheart.
Oh, you brought one.
You don't know them yet.
Dude, you're
going to love these boys when you're in high school.
And you know, I don't want to piss off the rest of the band, but when John Cornell from Big Remote and currently
Roxy Colley
was here doing stuff. At one point we took a break and he was just like, "Rick, play me all the stuff that you're working." And so we just sat down by the computer and played like every song I'd worked on since I moved into this house.
That's so romantic.
We just began playing like a little piece of this, little piece of that, and then it's this band, and it was fun to just fucking go through it all, bam, bam, bam. And he liked a lot of stuff. He liked the Man the Tank stuff. He liked a bunch of bands that I was doing. That was all great.
Hey, that's
but
awesome.
the thing that stopped him in his tracks, like that he went, "Wait a minute, what is that?" was fucking Caden came in and did a few songs on his own, and Michelle Bell came in and did a few instrument stuff on it.
Right,
and one of those songs, dude, I think it was Eyelids
probably.
He
was
like,
was a banger.
He was like, holy shit, there is so much feeling in that kid's
voice.
Wow,
that's awesome. That's great. That's what I go
and
for.
John's like one of the smartest people we know.
No, yeah, John's the one who actually knows music theory and can craft good things and is a good writer. Yeah.
And he was like, wait a minute, what's that kid's name again? Like, yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool.
Hey, now.
It makes me feel good about myself.
I'll let him know to listen to this episode at the next Dungeons & Dragons night.
Oh, God. Now it sounds hella gay that I told him that.
Which, by the way,
nerds.
I'm not joking. That's every Sunday.
That's right, God.
Don't try to get in there, though. It's invite only.
It is.
Yeah, I'm not interested. Sorry, guys.
But no, all of us in the D&D game are local musicians.
Oh,
so
nice.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
maybe that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
No, we've never.
Where was the second?
Only Riku's mom has been a part of this game.
Plumas Park.
That's why she takes me there all the time.
What? Just happens.
Mama Robinson. Say hello, Mama Robinson. Oh, that just.
Oh, that was awesome.
I feel weird.
Oh my
funny.
God.
Show me on this movie where the man touched you. All right, Rick. Can I have some music, please? Before
As
I get
you wish,
too drunk.
Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, you insolent bastard. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite segment of the show, the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our contestants a series of uncomfortable, awkward, and possibly humiliating questions while we score them objectively and judge them subjectively but silently. Are you ready to play, sir?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
First question goes to Cadence. What a name. Yeah. Okay, excuse
like
me. Cadence.
I like Cadence better.
Cadence. It's like you're a My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Oh, that ponytail.
Pigtails, you can hold them.
What is the what's the first rock show you ever went to? Big concert show.
Rise Against at the Grand Sierra.
Ooh.
Best show ever.
That's
first
not too bad.
Ever.
How old were you?
Eighth grade, so like
nice.
13, 14?
Yeah.
Were you alone or with your parents?
I was alone, but I was with like some friends.
The
which,
homies.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, eighth grade, that's really young, so
I
should not have been
there. I saw Tiffany at the same age. It's great.
Did you smoke weed?
I did not. I was,
did you get drunk?
I did not.
Fuck, you were a good kid.
I was a really good kid up until 17, yeah. I'd say.
Met me.
Do you think that's what made you want to get into
until
music?
Until he met you?
Or were you already
I was music? Already pretty into music, but okay. It may definitely set me out for wanting to be in a band.
Yeah.
Because I always had my acoustic stuff that I'd write, but then, you know, I was looking for a band for days, and Rise Against definitely started that.
That's so rad.
Cool. All right, and how about you, young lad there?
First show was the Foo Fighters.
Oh.
Ooh. That was good.
Super gay.
I know.
All those old guys are like, "Hey, that's pretty good." You're like, "That's so good."
Was it at Reno Event Center?
Yeah, that one.
I was at that
one. With Rise Against. They played
too.
Oh,
no shit. That's
fire. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Not Rise Against. Against Me.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
And I love them.
That's
they're cool.
No, that's bitchin' too. Yeah, totally. Those are nice starting shows. Hey, Mike. What do you got?
Oh, God.
All right.
Some like gay hip hop band?
No. My first big concert
Boys
was
to Men.
Tyga.
Dwight Yoakam.
Who?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Dwight Yoakam. Really? Yeah.
Dude, that's a masculine answer.
Actually, no, that's actually pretty whipped stick out on the table,
yeah,
son.
That was
yeah.
my first.
So,
my...
I saw that show last year, or 2 years ago, I guess.
Oh, really?
Legacy.
I was,
it was
fucking
rad.
Young.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I was young as fuck.
Guy fucking kicked
where
ass.
Was it at?
Like one of the, I think like the Silver Legacy.
Okay.
Or
yeah,
that's
probably. Probably, yeah. Nice though. Yeah, nice. I'm gonna give you the win on that question. Really?
Yes, sir.
Because these guys, you know, modern rock band that everybody likes. Fucking Dwight
yeah,
goddamn
yeah,
Yoakam.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. All right. So Mike, I'm gonna go with the first question goes to you, sir. Right. What then again, you know, bit of a follow up. What's the first album you ever purchased with your own money?
First album I purchased with my own money. It was,
and it could be a CD, download, yeah. whatever. But you know what I mean. The
yeah,
whole
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
complete
What's
album.
An album.
It was "Follow the Leader" by Korn. Was my first album.
No,
first
hey, album. Get yeah. a respectable
oh,
fucking answer.
You.
Lucky you're talking to a bunch of old dudes.
So what do you got there for us, Jimmy?
I think it was the EP "Cokie the Clown" by NoFX. You guys ever heard of that?
Have we ever heard of that?
I just love that. They're great.
This is one band.
Gayest thing I ever did was NoFX Mosh Pit. Yeah. I mean gay because it's like sweaty dudes pushing up against you.
You're all trying to lick people and shit. Fucking yeah. creep.
I'm like, this is awesome.
And grab everything great. They can. Hi. All right. And you, Caden.
Oh, I'm about to have the gayest answer of us three. Probably, I think it was Selena Gomez.
Dirty nice. Cocksucker.
Whoa.
And,
too bad.
And I don't
I
regret it.
I switch back to this app.
Selena Gomez.
Is she hot
Selena
at least,
Gomez
right?
and the scene or some shit.
Do you know
like
who
that?
Selena Gomez is, Rick?
You still bust it out once in a while when you're feeling
See,
sound.
Rick doesn't yeah. even know when he's in the pictures
when I got nothing else, you know?
Hey, hey,
hey.
She's
still
hot.
That doesn't sound gay to me.
We couldn't think she was hot at that point in time because, frankly,
True.
That was pedophilic.
Even,
but
even
yeah.
now,
yeah.
But now she's
but now she's a
foxy lady.
Grown
lady. Hot Jimmy.
Grown
lady. Yeah, she like had a nervous breakdown and shit.
All right.
She's of age.
I'm going to give you the win on that because, yeah. you know, as George Clinton says, why do you become a rock star? For the pussy.
Like Flavor Flav says, don't believe the hype.
In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with, Caden? Real people, no fictional characters.
Obama.
Really?
Whoa.
I wish more people said Obama.
That's a good. Hey, that's
right. Same here.
Relevant answer, Jimmy.
If I had to start,
you pick the fight. Yeah, you walk up and smack somebody in the face and start it. That's what this is.
I gotta think about it real quick.
Oh, you had his whole answer to think about it.
Man, I didn't even get a chance.
I mean,
to
I don't
want to
say,
it.
I don't want to say Trump, but I would. I'd probably just say like.
So say it.
We're that
what?
Band that only
say
talks
Trump.
About politics. We're
that's
a, fucking
yeah,
so shitty.
Trump.
A band that has
that's
no
all right. That's cool.
So far,
whatever.
We've actually avoided it for most of the show. True. If you want to talk about it
no,
later,
no.
All right, Mike.
We don't know anything.
Mike downstairs. Your answer.
Fuck, man. I wanna. Okay, this is gonna sound really fucked up. Okay, but I just Gandhi.
Sure, not the first time.
Not the first time. Okay, good.
No,
good.
That has been
be a nice easy fight. Yeah.
Can I change
what I'm
my
saying,
answer?
Like,
yeah, you wouldn't have to work
no.
too hard.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Please do be stop
you
hitting
said,
me.
You said Trump Gandhi. Is the first thing in your head.
Take your glasses off, you Gandhi.
But you are the first person to actually say that on the show, I believe, okay. as far as the answer. All right.
I don't think we've had an Obama either, though.
We've got an Obama before.
Right. Oh, I don't remember
maybe
Obama.
Once.
At least once we've gotten it.
We get George Bush a lot.
Mike, how many books do you own?
Fuck.
Nearest what? 5, 10, 50, or 100?
5.
All right.
0.
0? I mean 2. I bought a couple. All right.
What's
two.
The last book you read? Kids these days.
Can what? You read?
So maybe like a. Can oh, yeah. I read very well.
Okay.
The last.
By the way.
You're very well spoken like for your people as well.
It's probably some kind of.
And by that, book. I mean Americans.
So like Where the Red Fern Grows or something.
Okay. That actually. I think it was like The Great Gatsby. I read.
No, hey,
year.
That's yeah. a serious fucking book.
Yeah.
All right.
Not very long.
But senior year, you read it for
right.
school,
yeah.
not for pleasure.
Thumbs
right.
up or thumbs down on the.
No,
Great
really.
Gatsby.
What's
Have you ever read a book for pleasure?
Took my breath away, but I just don't like the wording in the books. You know, they try to sound all like elegant, like the
early
way
novels.
The window just burrows in her hair. It's like, the fuck you even mean by that?
You spent two pages talking about the quality of the light as it reflects
exactly.
through glass.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Early novels suck ass.
I'm 40. I'm 40% into Moby Dick right now, and that dude can suck a dick.
Melville is an asshole.
He can suck a Moby.
Jesus Christ, real.
Rick, read Victor Hugo. Read Victor Hugo. I dare you.
Oh my God, no, it's off. Like parts of it are good, but it's really hard to get through it because it sucks.
Yep.
All right. What was the last book you read, Jimmy?
Go Ask Alice. It's about
drugs.
It's an anonymous. It's an anonymous written book, and it's.
Did you say written?
I'm the worst.
Are you from Dayton?
Dayton.
Dayton.
Did you read it when you were up on the mountain?
No, I read it like 2 years ago too. So.
No. Wait, seriously, what's it about?
It's about a girl. And her first drug was acid, and then after that, she just gets addicted.
Go
gets
ask
raped,
Alice.
Everything.
All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's
sounds
a good.
Good.
All right. Though.
And Mike
really
downstairs, what was the last book you read?
The last book I read was American Psycho.
Oh, nice.
A good, good book.
Yes. Yeah, very good book.
Gary.
All right. You guys have, all right. You're fair. You're okay. Read more. Read more.
I know. I need
you. What is your favorite drunk food, Mike?
Oh, shit.
This is gonna
sandwich.
Be hard.
Sandwich.
Sandwich? If I make like a homemade with white bread kind of sandwich?
Can you narrow it down to type?
What kind of meat? What kind of cheese? Yeah.
Or PB&J.
Or if you got sauce on it or dry.
Salami and roast beef with Havarti cheese and some jalapenos.
Nice.
All right.
Like, when you're fucked
that's
up, you got to
weird.
You got to work yourself into it, and then
sounds
when you actually
me.
Get to eat very it, true. It's like
mayo and some mustard and shit.
Like, yeah, man, it's fucking great.
Sounds
and
good.
You wind up with salami in your mouth.
Exactly. And who doesn't want a piece of salami in their mouth?
I'm down.
I do.
Jimmy, what's your favorite drunk food?
Jim Boys.
Hey.
Tacos.
Classic.
That's a Reno answer.
Fuck yeah.
Or Zach.
It works too.
I'd have to say I've been drunk most at Mike's house. And every time I'm there, all I look for is the syrup and, like, whatever I can put on it.
It's fucking disgusting,
it's
actually.
Just syrup. I'd
like
have to just
maple
go with
syrup.
So,
yeah,
so it's like
syrup.
Super Troopers?
What? Just fun, like,
wow. Super Troopers. Yeah, exactly. Super Troopers. Chug, 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 chug. You're that guy?
I like tortillas, you know, some white bread. I don't know. It's just so good
bacon?
When I'm drunk.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Syrup.
And
it takes
syrup.
Too long.
Yeah. And eggs and ooh. All that jazz.
That sounds
oh my
awful.
God.
Mm.
So all
right, okay. Oh, and this is allegedly, I realize. Posthumously.
Not if you would drink.
If you guys were drunk, which you couldn't be because
bathroom
you're so
door.
We don't drink.
Bathroom door, open or closed?
Closed.
A little open.
Depends if I'm.
Yeah, home or not.
Taking a
home
shit
alone or not.
Or not.
Okay. And back door.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, wait,
Mike downstairs. Mike downstairs.
Yes.
Okay, so does. If you're taking a shit, you close the door. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
But no, when he pees, he closes it, but he leaves it open
to
shit.
I like everyone to walk by and see.
I'm real proud of the shit I'm taking.
I assume.
I call everyone in the bathroom when I'm done, too.
Hey, hey, smell this. Smell this while we're at it.
I only open the door when I take a shit.
Mike, downstairs, I'm going to actually, I was going to ask you a different question, but I'll go with this question. How many times, what's your frequency on masturbation?
Oh my God.
How often do you jerk off?
Lately?
Currently, yes.
Currently.
Daily, monthly.
Daily.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but like once a day, twice a day,
maybe
three times.
Maybe twice a day. Twice a day on a good day.
Twice a day?
Twice a day on a good day.
I remember
wake,
when I was
wake
12.
Up and go to sleep? Kind of thing? Or just middle of the day because you're bored?
Middle of the day because I'm bored.
Awesome. and Jimmy there.
It's probably like.
Don't even
probably
fucking
like
lie.
Three times a week.
Oh, three times a week?
Because like,
are you getting some?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's true.
There you go.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. All right,
that's totally healthy.
That's about right.
Yeah.
I masturbate so much.
How?
and I get laid often. I just love. I just fucking. It feels nice. Like what the fuck?
Well,
you
what's
know?
Your frequency?
Oh my God.
What's your frequency?
I think like
80 hertz
at least once a day. Sometimes twice a day.
There you go.
earlier, young man I, here. It might have been three times today.
Zero.
Yes. It might have been.
Ooh, young man.
Today?
Nice.
I shook your hand.
And now.
I washed it.
Were you wondering why it was sticky?
I assume you've gone to the internet for inspiration once or twice in your life. What are your favorite keywords?
Oh my God. You know, Latinas, Asian.
Honey?
Yeah,
honey.
You know how it is.
MILF.
Honey, stop. I
shade.
No.
Big bush.
Baby, darling. Go to bed.
Oh my God.
BBW.
Hey.
She just took it right out of my mouth.
what are yours,
What's your favorite?
I
what
love,
are your personal?
This is real life and on the internet. I love me some white blonde girls.
All right, then.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, ladies. Taking applications
Please,
now.
Please, blonde girls.
thick or ass?
Thick?
Just curvy.
Yeah.
As long as they have
curvy
ass,
or
I'm
ass.
Down to fuck it.
You ain't big, you just thick, girl.
Thick ass.
And the ginger downstairs.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say about, like, POV.
Okay.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Likes the
all right.
Point
all right.
Of view.
Yeah, he yeah. likes Ooh. It when they look in his eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
So he can take their souls.
I take the soul from eye contact. I hope you guys know.
Now, Mike, I'm going to start this with you. Back door, entrance or exit?
Oh, is this?
I've never done it.
Okay,
so
fair,
I don't
hey,
know.
That's a fair answer.
It covers both things.
Yeah, exactly.
Serve them up, Rick.
Mostly entrance, and then, you know, on the special occasion, back door.
Right? Okay, okay.
Wait, what? Can you repeat the question?
Is the Finally. Back door an entrance or an exit?
Oh.
I see, you fucked up.
I yeah.
It didn't I mean yourself. It might be your partner, I'm just saying. And I thought
it's a
his.
Very general question. Yeah.
That's where food so. Comes out.
Do you like
on,
sex?
On a special occasion, you like a finger up there, Jimmy. Is that what you're saying?
actual back door in your house.
Is right. the back door an entrance Fuck. Or an exit, Kate?
Exit.
Exit only
I
for
love
you.
Love shitting.
What about your That's partner?
I just
would you do that you enter the back door?
Maybe in the future. I just don't have like a liking towards that. Like you shit and that's you, but I'm gonna
it's
stay
where food comes
in
out.
Where, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm
right,
trying to stay in the goodness.
I'm great. Oh, okay.
Do you like
do
it
I get
in
a second
your face?
Chance?
Yeah, you get a second chance since you didn't understand the question.
So it's a back door, but you know what I said before. You know, on a
it pretty, pretty well stands. Yeah. Special occasions. All right.
Whoa.
You
but maybe it's
fingers in your butt.
No,
not for me.
Not for you. You didn't get the question.
I know he's saying it's a you special put, occasion for him that she's going to give him
that
a try.
Oh, no. Yes.
No.
You got to listen, man. You got to listen better.
No way.
Somebody else's back door.
You heterosexual.
And Mike, you, Mike, can I assume
I
you understood up. The question to
I
begin
totally
with?
I fully understood the question.
There you go.
I'm the dumbest in the band, so.
It seems kind of obvious with that. let's see.
Circumstances.
All right. Circumstances. Mike.
Oh, God.
Mike, what was the circumstances and age of your own deflowering?
I was.
Oh, I.
13? 14.
What?
I was 14, and I was watching, what was it? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh! Wait.
That is a very important detail.
Wait. No,
yes.
Important, in more
Mike,
important
you're doing
detail.
It very well.
Mike, which
what part
one?
Of the, and what
no,
the,
which one?
Gene Wilder. Gene Wilder.
Yeah!
And what part of the movie when you began?
Okay. Was it in the tunnel?
It started? Yeah, it's okay. It started when they were going down the tunnel.
Yeah!
When I looked back at it, is when they were getting washed off by the soap and they were in that fucking.
And there's no way of knowing which direction we are going.
The rowers just keep rowing.
And then every time.
And you just rowed that little man in the boat. Oh.
So every time you watch that movie, you think about sex, huh?
Oh, yeah. Every
you
time
think
I see,
about losing
every
your
time
virginity.
I see Gene Wilder, I get a hard on.
Jimmy,
I was
same question.
15,
age and circumstances.
15 and stayed at my house.
In your room?
Yeah.
She stayed at
your room, not your parents' room?
No.
Uh-huh. Was boring. Anybody?
That's was so, that was it. Yeah.
You're
this
a good
is so
son.
Creepy because I know his dad.
You're You're a good son not to use your parents' bed. Yeah.
Oh my You're God. Just,
yeah, and as a parent, I'll say you goddamn right. Caden?
For me, I was 17 and I was in
the
my
eldest.
Room. Yes. And I was just in my room. And it was barely
was
sex,
there a woman there?
Was a magic yeah.
a girl?
There was a woman there.
It was like one, dog. Two.
Not, I mean, not even that. Like, my parents were in the house. So it was just sort of like one, two. And then I was like, this is weird.
Sneak a fuck.
So then
huh?
we went to go drive.
Wait. Did you finish?
No, never. Until like fucking the
well,
next
no.
girl. Or later that day when I had myself.
No, but okay. No, the time you finished with a girl.
Finished. Oh, so, okay, that was,
that's
I was
what,
still 17. Because
that really, you're putting in once just the tip.
Right.
That doesn't
no,
count.
No, it wasn't just the tip. Whatever. Okay, well, I was still 17 and I was still in my room, but I was in my own apartment. So it was kind of cooler.
Ah, a couple yeah. months later kind of thing.
Kind of, come over, Steven. I got my own place. It was the Netflix. First little,
You had yeah. an apartment at 17?
No. Oh, I was 18.
Are Liar. Any of you guys still
I was
with,
18.
With the same person that you
no,
deflowered
no.
you?
No.
No, you've all moved on. Okay.
Thank you. This is a, right, because wait, yeah, because with you, this is like 6 months ago or some shit, right?
Technically, I guess, yeah. yeah
wow. Hey, like, no,
almost
what?
A year ago?
Hey, well done,
hey,
son.
That was
well
a
done.
Big deal to me. I was trying to wait till marriage, but then, you know, I got... I got.
I was a I was a Catholic school bus.
You
I was a month away from 19.
It,
yeah,
so,
my dad's
hey,
from
job,
Catholic school. My mom's a white Christian. You know how it goes.
So. Yeah, they really drive it into you.
Oh yeah, that's the one oh. thing. It's like, oh, you're gonna die. You're gonna go to hell
yeah,
if you have
yeah,
sex.
Yeah,
oh, this feels so good.
And you're like,
death is worth
where
it.
Did I come from? All
right, okay. Where would
for
you
marriage.
Haunt upon your death?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes, it is. Thank you. I wrote this. That was a dig at Mike, not you. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just thinking.
Time's a ticking, man.
Where would I haunt? Oh,
where would
man.
You haunt upon your death?
Probably.
The White House.
That was for Mike. Mike,
yeah,
the, White
House. The
White House. Okay.
Probably some like hardcore like atheist that. There's no ghosts, there's no spirits, and I just haunt the fuck out of them. Just ruin their lives. Like, who's
a skeptic?
Is there a God now, bitch? Yeah. You know?
Maybe like a high school. My high school.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good one. That'd be
good,
good
one.
Because they, I keep getting older, but they stay yeah, the same age.
All right, all right.
Well, when you're a ghost, you stay the same room. Age, too. Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh. Yeah.
Technically, that's not a sound not. Argument.
All yeah, right. Mike, your lover, your brother, your mother, trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
Lover.
Jimmy.
Whoa,
lover, brother, or mother? Trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
Brother.
Caden.
Brother.
All right. Two brothers and a lover.
I got, you know, you got to.
I saw a movie called
Gotta
that
Be
once.
Entertained.
It's a double feature with Behind the Green Door, I bet. Yay.
Two brothers and a lover.
Celebrity road trip.
Yeah.
Celebrity road trip. Who? Would, what celebrity would you take on a road trip?
Cross country road trip, buddy movie. Who is the celebrity that is with
Caden.
You?
So this is a buddy situation?
Yeah, buddy movie kind of thing. Lots of laughs, gunplay, and petty crime.
No anal.
I'd have to go with... Brandon Crawford on the Giants.
All right.
Best shortstop in the
oh,
world.
Oh, he's badass.
Yeah, I like his hair.
Guy. Yeah, so cool.
You guys talk about sports the whole way. The games and
oh,
stuff, right?
Oh, sports. Yes.
Brandon Crawford's
pick up
a
some
very
chicks.
Good shortstop.
Yeah.
There you go.
Talk about sports, play some
that's
ball.
A wingman yep. to pick
use
up
our
chicks.
Hair to get some chicks.
Yeah, I bet that guy gets a whole lot of pussy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a good-looking dude.
Yep.
Jimmy?
Jim Carrey.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, nice. That would be funny.
Man, I'd be fucking killing myself by the end of that.
I'd be laughing.
Mike?
I'm thinking Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah. God, that sounds awful.
Right.
you might die by the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might torture you and.
All right. I'll start it off, but I think we'll switch it up, and we're gonna move on to the rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
All right, this is rapid fire. All right, how we play this is answer as fast as you can.
Okay.
We're gonna give you.
If you don't know the answer, just pick an answer. Third right. answers do count. Caden, Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
Mike?
Richard Simmons.
All right. Donkey or walrus? Who wins a fight?
Donkey.
Walrus.
Fuck, walrus. I should have said walrus. now that I think about it,
donkey would kick the fuck out of a walrus.
Yeah, but
depends on if they're drag.
But a walrus weighs like two fucking
they're
tons,
huge.
Man.
Yeah,
they're enormous beasts.
This is usually the toughest question.
We got to really make that happen next summer.
Yeah.
Right,
we
Nick.
We got to discover the
throwing
truth.
This at you.
Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Beatles.
Elvis.
All right. Beatles or Stones?
Stones.
Beatles.
Stones.
Ozzy or Dio?
Or what?
Dio.
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Dio.
Nice. Mike got some points right there.
Would you rather know what that is?
you don't know Ronnie James Dio is the inventor of the rock hand?
I know.
He sang in Black Sabbath.
Oh, okay.
As well.
Okay.
He was the other guy who sang Black Sabbath.
He created this.
Gotcha. Now I got to start.
He's that guy.
Check out Dio.
Yeah.
Okay,
gotcha.
Would you rather be gay or a ginger?
Oh.
Ginger.
Rick. Gay.
Fuck you.
Mike is a ginger. So.
Would you rather be gay, Mike?
Nah.
You're down with the way you are.
Yeah.
Would you rather get beat up or arrested?
Every freckle
beat
is
up.
A soul.
How badly?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Beat up for sure.
Yeah, equally beat up or equally arrested.
Okay, beat up then. I'll take that.
Really, you get arrested, you're getting beat up.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially you. You got brown
skin. Not if you're cooperative.
Yeah. They're going to bend me right over. That won't be good. My hair's too long.
Show you the 50 the states.
Oh, what?
What do you know that we know, Mike?
You don't want to know.
Softball or roller derby?
Softball.
Roller derby.
Nice.
You guys just don't know the game.
Chocolate or peanut butter?
Chocolate.
Peanut butter.
What kind of chocolate? I guess I'm getting too detailed. Never mind.
Chocolate or peanut butter, Mike?
Yes, points peanut for butter. Rapid answers. Peanut butter for Mike. Okay.
AIDS or cancer?
Oh. Ooh.
AIDS. Which would you rather have?
Everyone.
AIDS.
Cancer.
Not
cancer.
Yes, that's a cancer. AIDS, fuck that AIDS. Shit.
Not which tastes better. Which would you rather have?
You know how you get AIDS, right?
Cancer.
Okay, three cancers. All right.
Tahoe or Pyramid?
Tahoe.
You all get zeros.
Every once in a while somebody's like, oh, Pyramid.
Yeah. You're a liar.
Hater.
Sparks or Reno?
Hipsters.
Sparks.
Oh.
Damn. We're all Sparks babies.
Fuck
so.
Yeah.
Sparks core.
Yeah.
This studio originated in Sparks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We recorded there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
No shit. Yeah. All right then. I lived in that. My daughter was conceived in that room.
Nice.
I think awesome. We all had sex there.
Yeah. the room that you did the vocals in. That's where Riku, that's where the little girl
literally
was born. Or was
it all
conceived.
Connects.
Yeah. crazy. Oh, what about
circumcised or not?
There you go.
Riku.
Thank you.
Riku wants to know.
For the follow-up.
Circumcised
Are
or
you
not?
Circumcised or not?
Circumcised.
Circumcised.
Okay.
You said that kind of
I'm
iffy,
waiting
Mike.
For a ginger uncircumcised.
He's lying.
He's lying.
Totally uncut. Got that dog dick thing going on.
We have to
it's
check
like an
you
anteater.
Now.
It's kind of weird.
Oh. diarrhea or vomit?
Oh, diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
I hate you.
I hate
really?
You.
It's bad. It's like, oh, God, I can't
I wouldn't
want
to be around other people,
Interesting.
But diarrhea.
Interesting.
Feels better. Feels way better.
Till after when your asshole's burning.
Unless you fart.
Yeah, but you can just wipe that off. Put a little baby wipe. Yeah. Works real good to clean up the burn.
Have your wife.
Would you rather be friends with a clown or a pedophile?
Clown.
Clown.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Anybody ever says pedophile, I'm going to beat them up.
I almost did just to
just
be the other.
Just checking.
Just to be a contrarian.
Yeah, you don't get points for pedophile. Never.
Yeah, no.
Never get points for that.
I don't like those.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Wars all the way
wow,
around.
Wow. Okay.
Star Wars is good.
Star Wars.
Okay, if you can live in a world with either heavy metal, army hardcore, whatever you want to call it, or Star Wars, but you couldn't have both. Which one's taking a hike?
Star Wars.
Star Wars is taking a hike because music is music, so I got my
Good, that's
music.
What I was trying to steer you towards.
Star Wars.
One more question, and it's not a rapid fire, but upon your death, you're being taken to the gas chamber, right?
Really? I was skipping this, but yeah. Okay.
But I'm Jewish.
This will be the last question of the quiz.
Are you?
No.
You're being taken to the gas chamber. A clown has to escort you. You can use a comedian. Which clown would that be?
Which comedian would be that clown?
There you go. Oh. Rory asks it much better.
Riku asks it too.
I'd say
does she really?
Yeah. Wait.
Escorted to a gas chamber by a clown. Which comedian would you like to be that clown?
Clown.
She had a cold.
Have a cold tonight.
Clown.
Dig.
Okay, we had Louis C.K. downstairs.
All right, Louis C.K. Like
Mitch Hedberg.
Ooh, yeah.
Amazing.
I'm
oh my like god. Answer. Oh my god, that would be so fun.
He really man, bummed out to take you there.
What's up? That really sucks. Yes. Man. You wanna hit this?
I had some things to tell you, man.
I'm not
I was gonna tell you things, but I guess we ran out of time.
Yeah.
Have a gas, man.
I'm not a big comedian guy, so I don't really know many comedians, but like if I were to think of like an actor comedian.
Sure.
Probably that counts. Just like that Adam counts. Sandler or something, you know? He goes way back in the day.
No,
in, like,
he's a
comedian.
He counts. As
I'd be
a
like,
comedian,
oh,
yeah.
This is just like when I was 12.
God, you're so young, you don't remember that Adam Sandler had a stand-up career before
movies. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. He's an actor. I don't really know as a comedian.
So we had Adam Sandler.
Have you seen Grandma's
Louis?
Boy?
I think so, yeah.
And what was your
he
answer?
He wasn't
Jimmy
in it. But
Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg. Yeah. For the win, that's right.
Actually, I'm going to say Mitch Hedberg won that question.
Yeah. Tally him up, Rory.
I assume it worked.
See, man, this was a fought battle. Like, at one point, you know, Cadence was smiling at me, and I was going to give him the win there. But, and then, you know, and Mike and Jimmy were neck and neck, but I think in the end, with 3,742 points, Jimmy just edges out Mike's 1,800 points and Cadence's 1,700 points.
Oh, Jimmy.
Woo. Nice. What a do.
Dude.
And
we
it's also
because
he's got a
because you're Asian.
He's got a pretty face like Dickie.
Congratulations.
Well, you're Asian?
We need to re-up.
Yeah, you're like
he's
Asian?
Half. I'm half Asian.
He's white Asian, which makes him
Filipino.
A Asian.
Dude, you kind of like, okay, Asian. I'm marrying a Thai girl, so all right.
No. You'll be coming out soon again.
And she's half white, too, so all right, that's about it.
We need to re-up with one of our sponsors, FM Punks, but they thank you for winning the game from FM Punks.
Do we have a commercial for FM Punks, or are we going to talk some shit
about
FM Punks?
Have.
Hey, no, check out FM Punks Streetwear. FM Punks, it's what Reno fucking punks are all about, because we're all FM Punk rockers. They support local shows, skaters, fucking taggers, hip hop, everything. Evan Punks is about the underground scene in Reno. Mostly punk rock, but there's a lot of cross cultural shit going on.
Skateboarding and
EFFINPUNX.
Yeah, check it out on Facebook and the website. They're all at all the major underground shows and shit. They're going to be a sponsor for the upcoming Skate Jam in February at Jub Jub. Skate Jam. Where did you skate jam? Put on once again by Dave Massoud and Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
Norwegian.
Yeah, and he's also maybe going to be around at some future shows here and a lot of other things. So please check it out. Good goddamn shit.
There you go, Daniel. Your free commercial. Give us some more stuff.
That's how it works.
Hey, I'll say that shit every week. I just forget because I drink on the show. Let's have another song.
Another song?
Music.
Yes.
Let's do
this. We have 5 minutes before Caden has to leave.
Shapes.
So
let's see Shapes. I'm glad
that okay, can we get a double? Two songs.
Too quick.
Shapes and Clueless.
Okay.
Because Cadence has a bedtime.
Hey guys, Shapes and Clueless.
Girl.
Yes, that's good.
Okay.
My voice is gone. We'll be right back.
Cool.
Oh yeah, no, there's actually a whole bunch of shit we forgot to talk about because you guys were
you guys
so
probably
good.
Got shows coming up.
Like yeah, like you have something happening.
Tell
we're gonna
them where their shows. Where's your next show?
Oh, we got a show. The Rock 7th, Bar.
That Rock Bar.
Yeah.
Should we be
December 7th?
December 7th.
Yes. All ages.
Awesome.
All ages.
And so Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Are we still on?
Yeah,
there's just gonna be a rough, totally ridiculous ending, and then after that, like, yo, so you got that on the 7th, then freaking on the 9th, we've got Mary Anarchy, 10th, we got Mary Anarchy, and on the 12th, Monday, that's Nick's birthday, and the Kyle Gass Band at Jub Jubs.
Very nice.
So it's a long fucking weekend of awesome, starting with these guys at Rock Bar on Wednesday. Yep. Hell yeah!
Be there or you're gay.
Yep.
Whoa.
Well, and so which means Rick will not be at the show.
Yeah. Even if you are there.
He'll be here recording crap.
Rick's an exception. I'm too busy looking at dudes.
But no, he'll still be gay.
Nobody else that's gay, though.
Whoa, you're not a homophobe, are you?
No.
He's a homophile. He's not a homosexual. He's just a homophile.
He's a Trump supporter.
I low-key love homosexuals.
What about if they're just like, they're gay, but they really like hardcore music?
Then you can be there. But if you're not there, then you're gay, whether you're gay or not.
I hope
gay not
in
a homosexual way, but gay in the traditional.
In the traditional, let's not get offended.
I wouldn't call a guy a faggot if he's sucking a guy's dick, but he's being a douchebag while he's sucking a guy's dick. He's being a faggot.
What did you say about me?
That's a good...
This is a direct quote from Caden. I would love to suck dick, but in a straight way.
That was long ago, and I was fucking drunk.
I fucking said it, dude.
And on that note, this has been a fantastic fucking show. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the worst little podcast in the world. For everybody here on the show, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd saying good night, ladies. I love you. Life is short.
Man, good night.
Hey, yeah, good night. Love.
Man the tank.
Man the tank. Check us out.
Thank you, guys.
Hit it.
Find them on Facebook.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
pretzels give you plaque.
Dog Water Studios. Sorry.
Are you sure he's gay?
I'm so glad that's over.